This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. As patients and staff evacuate Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, dozens of civilians have been killed in military strikes elsewhere. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Looking onto Gaza from a distance, AP footage showed the horizon erupt into plumes of smoke as explosions could be heard in the distance. In northern Gaza, dozens of people were killed in the urban Jabalia refugee camp by what witnesses described as an Israeli airstrike. In a social media post, the Israeli military had warned Jabalia residents in Arabic to leave, saying that its troops were active in the area to target Hamas. Meanwhile, a flurry of injured people rushed into a hospital in Khan Yunis. A local doctor had reported that over 20 people had died from an Israeli airstrike on the outskirts of the southern area of Khan Yunis. I'm Karen Shamas.
Thousands of family members and supporters of some 240 hostages held in Gaza have streamed into Jerusalem on foot to castigate Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the war with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The march on Saturday capped a five-day trek from Tel Aviv and marked the largest protest on behalf of the hostages since they were dragged into Gaza by Hamas militants on October 7th. Israeli leaders have declared war to crush Hamas and to bring the hostages home. Some of the hostage families fear the Israeli military offensive endangers their loved ones. 41 workers remain trapped in a collapsed road tunnel in northern India for a seventh day as a new drilling machine arrived on site to replace the damaged one. The nature of the exceptionally hard rock formation in the area, coupled with the clearing of debris, damaged the original machine and paused rescue efforts on Friday, according to officials. This added a new challenge to the long-drawn rescue efforts. The workers have been trapped since Sunday when a landslide caused part of the tunnel to collapse. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.